we're back.
Of Steam, Steel, and Murder, here again with the second part of episode 22. In the mailbag, I have a report from an international listener who says that he left a review on iTunes. I'd like to thank that listener, Angel801, and would like to remind our international listeners that if you do give us a review on iTunes, please email me a copy of that review, as I'm not able to see comments made outside the US iTunes store. No other mail in the bag this week, so let's get to the story already in progress. Session 22, Part 2.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
There's anything other than...
Just doing sound check. I started getting robot-y, apparently. We're still,
is that all of us?
Well, we still need Abel and Jameis.
I still think that the most interesting thing is going to be afterward when Tesla gets a message from me stating, I think I may have implied that I am an agent for you, working as an actual agent for you.
Yeah, you didn't so much as imply as say that.
I think he's actually going to enjoy. Isn't that actually a beneficial thing? Then everyone's going to think that you're one of his agents, so they're not going to actually be looking at his real agents.
Yeah.
No, that's not a beneficial thing.
No.
For him, it is. For Tesla, it is.
Absolutely not. If he wanted us to be working for him on the down low, the QT.
No, I mean,
going
he's
going
to be
a
good
random woman has totally blown it. For at least two people.
Well, to be fair,
and then I've blended for everyone else,
every other PC.
It doesn't matter, considering what one of the PCs has revealed about everything.
Well, Drina said to Undergard that he knows everything.
This is.
Something tells me I think I have to agree with Jameis. We're going to kill each other before the bad guys kill us.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
We've got two bad guys and three victims now. So, that seems ample leads to go on. Somehow, I don't think we're going to make it for that 4 o'clock hiking expedition.
Nope. Well, we were supposed to start with a 12 o'clock luncheon.
Yes. The original plan would have allowed for that.
So poorly. This has gone so poorly.
Oh, come on. It's fine.
It's perfectly fine, although they're going to be... It's like, okay, what's our story?
Anyway. Yes, Allard, I think we have apprehended a suspect. I thank you for your cooperation in this matter, and I again apologize for the deception. We shall be... should we meet with you at some location?
Is Abel back? I don't want to...
No, there is no Abel.
Let's
Abel is just muted. Abel muted himself again.
Does anybody remember offhand what Harris's last name was? I got my notes, but I don't want to have to shut things down to look
at. I thought Harris was his last
name. That is his last name? Okay, yeah.
It was something Harris, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what kind of confused me, because it was kind of like Jennifer Renwick. That's not.
Well,
Harris.
if she married and then got
exactly.
Harris!
Or somebody just took a last name here of her own, so
yeah.
I was trying to work out what TV trope it was of the daughter of the bad guy being good, but I couldn't find
Mad Wizard's daughter. Or Mad Scientist's daughter. I'm sorry, Mad Scientist.
No, there's Mad Scientist's beautiful daughter, which is usually that the daughter is somewhat clueless about the bad stuff going on, typically.
Yes. Or believes that the father is good in.
So it's almost like Mafia Princess plus.
It is a well-used trope.
Yeah, that doesn't think she seemed to have that specific thing in TV trope, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say this while I still have the chance. That was a combat in which I did not do badly.
Yes,
is amazing.
Although Nick did point out, I made a mistake. If you do, in fact, score a zero on someone, it still does weapon damage, so the spear would have done a box one, but I forgot, and so I let it go.
Well, I have two boxes anyway, so... And with my sword, I would have three, but unfortunately my sword has been misplaced.
Huh?
I have... my sword is a personal artifact with the bonus of plus one to... I think it's endurance.
Ancestral weapon.
Yes.
And it would be just enough to get your endurance to fair?
Yeah. At the moment it's at average with the plus one, so with the stunt, yeah, that would make it fair.
And don't think that I'm going to let that fact go, you being the lesser brother holding the family relic.
Yes. There is a reason for that. I have got a reason for that. Which is, i.e., the grandfather who had it previously preferred him. Due to that, the grandfather was more of an old-fashioned sort and didn't like the other brother because the other brother was always into the whole politics. And true nobles shouldn't have to deal with politics.
He's just going to come up and shoot you in the face, is basically what you're saying. Go.
I'm just expecting... Currently, I'm expecting that that Logos is going to step out and then she's going to shoot him in the face.
That would make three women in a row.
Exactly!
Yeah, but do you actually want that bit of backstory for the character stuff?
Yes, send it up, because it will make a... It will make a difference when you meet your brother.
Okay, yes. It's the reason why the sword is also being dubbed Aizen Zen, which is Iron Tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because in one of their petty sibling squabblings, Hundegard, Aldrich von Hundegard, knocked out his brother's tooth when he was so enraged when Tobias ran off with his book that he got up and basically had a nerd rage of attack and clobbered him senseless.
Ah, yes. With no like the whistle. Rage.
You don't want to annoy the person who has several very large, weighty, hardback tomes on him.
In my experience, that's generally been safe.
Is Abel back yet, or did Abel die?
Oh, you should. In which case, you probably wouldn't have wanted to annoy me then. I got quite a few people with huge books. My personal favorite was a grimoire of folk tales. So,
all right, we'll go ahead and start. Abel should pop back in shortly. So, okay, this is the scene. Marlo, you are watching from the shadows, and I'm going to, since Jerry was bringing up the end and going slower than he had said, hey, Abel, we're just setting up the scene here. So you're overseeing what's going on. Hundegard has just picked up the microphone and is starting to talk back to Allard and Miss Airbauer. And go.
Yes, Allard. Yes, it seems we had a visitor at the location. It appears that we may have a lead to follow up on. Would you like to meet at some location with the people we have encountered?
He looks over to Drina and says, when the security chief gets here, we can hop over there. Where are you folks? You're at Night Watch?
Indeed. There is a facility underground. We have left the way open. It's behind a bookshelf in, I describe whichever room we're in.
Miss Airbauer, shall we?
You want to head over there right now?
I'd like to know what's going on my island.
Again, I most sincerely apologize for this.
Speak more fully into the microphone, Abel. You're a little low.
Sorry, I said... Lindegaard, who have you encountered?
We have one man here who came up with waterproof equipment, and we also have two people who we think they're tied into the phasing unit where people phase in and out. There was three, but the third one vanished in a puff of smoke, as it were. Nimrod, perhaps? So that makes three people.
While you're talking, the woman is bent down and she's basically disrobing the guy in the wetsuit.
And by a strange series of coincidences, it appears that, what is the book phrase? The gang is all here?
All right.
Good volume.
Good. All right, so you have someone there. There's one gentleman who apparently, under the effects of the phasing, he became violent.
No, we had three individuals who all appeared mentally disturbed. Two of them have been apprehended. The third vanished in similar to the ways that you have described to me. The T-rays, was it? And vanished that method. Then we have a fourth individual who came up through a trapdoor in wet equipment and accosted me and is now in our care.
I see. All right. Then I'm going to reach over to the mic and hit the mute button and say to Alec, yes, it seems that we're at this point here, I did know that, am I still very quiet?
No, you're okay.
Not too quiet.
Oh, okay, good. I'm looking at my novels. Right. I did know that,
for those of you in the audience who can't read, Jameis has just written, Drina asks Allard if Night Watch has been set up to be exploded easily.
I didn't expect this to happen, so I will come clean. There are a few other people on the island who are investigating this thing with me. I didn't expect that they would come under attack, or I thought that we would look around, perhaps collect some evidence, and leave quietly. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that is going to happen now.
So there are others of you on my island. He thumbs his remote controlling killer robots. Who do you work for? Who do they work for?
Well, this, this is going to sound really, really hokey, like from a radio drama, but we're adventurers.
We're the PCs. Yeah.
I know that I sound like a fighter ace from some kids show, but yeah, I mean, we don't work for anyone in particular.
Adventurers exist, so. Oh, like that Man of Bronze fellow. I keep hearing of him.
Right, like Sky King or Flash Gordon, but not real. We really don't work for anyone. That is okay.
Okay, so he says, so there's no particular government involved in this then. This is something you've been investigating, these other folks as well. He seems to be laying it out just to make sure he understands it all. So
yes.
This isn't something ran by the crown. This isn't something ran by the guilds. You're not Germans. You're not French.
we're definitely not German or French. Hold on. I click back on the mic. Hundegaard?
Yes?
Are there any government agents floating around that I don't know about?
In the background, you guys hear, yes! Female voice.
apparently so.
Right.
Miss, perhaps you would like to speak to Herr Allard yourself. I hand her the mic.
For my part, I do not work for her. I definitely don't work for her.
You want to know our allegiances. In which case, myself, I cannot speak.
I handed her the mic, so she's just going to answer real quick here. She says, hey, Ken, yeah, it's Jennifer. I forgot to tell you that you remember that last summer when I didn't come and visit you and your daughter and I said I was all away on a special project? Well, I kind of joined the British Secret Service. And then she looks at the rest of the room and says, oh, yeah, I'm Jennifer Renwick. Divorced. My given name was Jennifer Harris. And she looks over at Mr. Bishop. And she does take out her ID and flashes it to everybody.
I was in the room, which consists of two people, one who's already seen it and one who hasn't.
Yes. She mimes flashing it at the microphone then, I guess. She says, I'll talk to you about it later, Ken, but from what Miss Ehrbauer on the other end is saying is pretty much true. There's some odd stuff going on your island. And seeing as I know you and your daughter so well, they decided to send me over. Trying to do this on the lowdown, but things have gotten, and she kicks the guy that's on the ground, a little dicey.
Yes, I ought to get to bandaging that wound before he bleeds.
Right. If you could bring him around and ask him who he works for.
Perhaps so we should do that when we have got everyone together.
So she hands the microphone back to Hundegaard and he says, love you, Ken. Mwah!
All right, Ken,
most
that was
astonishing woman.
Much more complicated than I thought this whole thing was. Really. I apologize. Away
from the microphone, I turn to Jennifer. Hey, $5 is this guy's whole day's gang.
Actually, she pulls down the skin of the diving suit a bit further so that you can see his left arm, and there is a tattoo on his left arm. And I'm not going to invent something different. It is a swastika.
Damn.
No, I think this is the newest version of the 3R boogeyman.
Mr. Allard, this is going to get very, very damned complicated unless we sort this out soon. So may we meet and talk in person?
Sure. Maybe it's best if we come to Night Watch, Allard says. With everything that's going on, I'd really rather not have everyone in my workplace.
I understand. Yes, you were wondering about allegiances? Quite simply, I am a scholar who is in need of funding until he gets his next job. So,
and
the more simple
family
approach.
Ties to the new German spokesman in Metapol have nothing to do with this?
My brother is his own nasty piece of work. And yes, I do wish to see an end to that. But no, his ideas are not mine.
I hear another voice there. Who else is with you?
Bishop here.
And Mr. Bishop, why are you on my island?
Investigation with Drina. She's a good friend of mine. We're kind of doing our thing together. Trying to figure out what's going on. We were investigating into the Nimrod.
I see. So, Ms. Ehrbauer, when you told me that just your personal assistant was involved, you really meant your personal assistant and Mr. Bishop?
Right, and Mr.
And
Jennifer, I did not know about. I thought Jennifer was just a nice girl Why? Who is a tennis pro?
Up until she is right a nice girl.
Mr. Bishop, you seem to be holding your nether regions.
I think it's this whole thing has wheeled way, way out of control. I thought we'd be, you know, I thought I'd be showing you some photographs and some plans and maybe some letters we'd found and stuff like that. And you know, in a few hours. I did this whole thing. I people like disappearing and weird science and men with spear guns. When I walked into your office, I had no idea about any of that.
Okay.
Especially Jennifer.
Let's meet at Night Watch. I'm bringing Ken with me, or Ben with me. He looks at a watch. Probably take us 40, 45 minutes to get there.
But now, Night Watch is...
Night Watch is the old mansion. That's where they are right now.
Hey, I looked at Underguard. Did you remember to tie the two guys upstairs?
I left that in Mr. Marshall and...
and...
Mr. Marshall and Mr. Marlowe's hands. I believe they would be more suited to that.
Okay, well, are they still up there?
I hope they are. I did not hear them come back down.
Okay, let's go get them and go check on the bodies. We might want to tie this one up also.
Yes, I shall see to this gentleman, and then I shall proceed further down here to see what else is in this building.
I yell up, Marlowe and Drina's assistant, whatever name you're going by, we're coming up to meet you up there. Make sure you tie up those bodies.
I don't think
Underguard, if you're tying up the guy down here, Jennifer leans over and says, we've been told that 3R has gotten some interesting medicinals from the French that boost the strength and endurance of these new troops. You might want to be excessive with your binding, just in case.
It is duly noted. I am surprised at your role in all this. I actually agree with Miss Drina. I expected you to just be a friend of the family in some respect.
I am a friend of the family, but I'm also a friend of the crown.
And duly noted. Yeah, so I'll be tearing up bits of the cot and tying him up. So I'll bind him by hands, feet, and then I'll actually do a general all the way around his body wrap.
She says, we also left another one in the seaside cave below us. He's bound pretty well. I took him out far enough that the tide won't drown him when it comes in.
Do you want to get the whole collection together?
She looks over at Bishop and says, my, what strong arms you have.
I look at her and go, but not as strong as a famous tennis player, I'll bet. Maybe we should both go get the body. It's going to be a little bit hard getting it up out of, through this hole.
She grins and says, Dutch it is. Okay, back at the ranch. Ken waits for Benjamin to come by, and while he's waiting, he's going to other places in the lab. He comes back, hands you a rifle, Drina. I'm going to ask, do you know how to use these?
Yes. Okay. Do you have any more of these little protector buddies around?
Yes, but they're not well suited for the terrain we're going to be going in, nor are they particularly portable.
I see.
He pulls himself out a rifle.
I feel much more comfortable with these enormous, heavily armed robots of death that respond only to your command.
They're not enormous. I mean, they come up to about your kneecap, and they're about the size of a large dog. But they are bristling with guns.
Can we perhaps bring them, like, get the car? Like, you know, they could hang their heads out the side. I hear they like that.
Perhaps we can get some on the truck. The path to Nightwatch is overgrown over the years. We've stopped really caring for it, expecting the whole thing would just be reclaimed by the wilderness. But maybe. Sure, we'll get some.
There is some kind of a road.
There used to be.
I'm sure we can handle it.
Sure. So he arranges for the truck to be brought around and marches out four of his bots. He also has a rifle, gives you some ammo as well. And as he's getting all these preparations done, Benjamin Ward shows up on a horse. Ken quickly explains the situation to him. Looks over at Drino suspiciously, but says, Ken, you've always been a good judge of character. If you say the lady is playing right with us, then so be it. He extends his hand to you, Drina, and says, Miss Ehrbauer?
Hello, Ken. Can I call you Ken? Oh, sorry. It's Ward. What is his first name?
Benjamin.
Ben, right. Gotcha. I shake his hand.
I'm glad you brought your suspicions to Mr. Allard here. I'm in charge of security of this island. I must confess to being a bit chagrined that this was going on beneath my nose. I, of course, knew there was a problem at the docks. It's really unavoidable. Let's see what happens. Night watch, huh? I meant to have that place bulldozed over. All right. He's going to follow on horseback, and you guys got the truck. The horse can keep up because the terrain is pretty bad.
That depends how well I roll.
Oh, you're going to drive the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
Sure. Oh, dear God.
Something tells me Mr. Allard's going to be holding his seat for his dear life.
What okay. A motley collection we'll make.
I get behind the wheel.
The wheel.
It is a gas-burning engine.
A 3.
Okay. I mean, you're able to. It really is a poor path to take a truck on, which is one of the reasons that the guards mostly use horseback on the island. You do a really well job of getting there. And I'm just going to
Are the robots okay? That's
they're
really
fine. Yeah, they're fine. They're heavy enough that they don't shift around enough in the back of the truck to damage anything. And so I'm going to cut scene to you pulling up to the road in front of Nightwatch. You can't get directly to the house because the path to the house has fallen branches, has been overgrown, etc. So the truck can't get through there. But the robots can. They are short enough that they can truddle on their little treads up to the doorway. And so that's all going on. I'm going to cut into the building and Jerry and Mr. Marlowe, what are you doing while the conversation was going on below?
Contemplating getting the hell out of there for a start.
Until I just don't know what happened when they heard me yell their names.
It sure is flammable, isn't it? Yeah.
So, I mean, we could just have everyone come down there and pour some gasoline and, but it would eat up all the oxygen. That's all I'm saying. But do you want to be the face and be hit and have me hit in the woods, or have you hidden in the woods and me be the face? Or do you want us both to participate in this? Because I think this is going to go poorly.
I think it's a bit late now for whatever the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, but I would like one of us at least to be able to run to the sub and get out alive, you know? If this goes down as worse as Jade go down. To carry the flag, so to speak. And honestly, you've been here longer, and I would rather have, you know, the Nazis win. I don't know.
We shall have that put up on your tombstone. I would rather have the Nazis win.
Yeah, because if I let you live, then we're all the whole new group that comes in are all going to side with the freaking Germans.
He already sides with the Germans.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
James sides with the Germans.
So that when the new group comes in, we're going to start working for the Germans. So, you know, honestly, if this goes down as poorly for our side, you guys deserve to win. So why don't you hide out here? And if this goes down wrong, it doesn't matter. If this goes down wrong, you're just going to say, I'm one of them, and walk away. So let's both go down there and...
Well, let's take these bodies down to start with and tie them up and...
Yeah.
See what's happening.
Sure, why not? Yeah, we're up here just talking. Never mind us.
Okay. And you're in like the basement or night watch where the bodies are, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well then you'll definitely hear the truck pull up and sound of something, you know, knocking aside deadfall and crunching up the pathway.
Could we have taken the bodies downstairs?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
Do we want to, people who are not
Miss
Airbauer, do we want to have some kind of statement of what we're going to say?
We tell the truth. I think that is the only way of getting through this.
That's a horrible answer.
So far, your plans have not had a great degree of success anyway. So.
We have not done a single one of my plans, sir.
He has a point on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, there is a reason we have not carried out most of your plans, because they involve killing, murder, burning, and
they in no way involve. I don't know what you're talking about. I do not advocate any of that. How? What? All right, whatever.
We have three, now four bodies piled up down there as Bishop has come back with his lady friend, bearing yet another guy in a skin diving outfit that is trussed up and dropped on your pile.
Right. I want to go through these notebooks.
All right, so y'all are going to go with the truth.
It's the only way that we get out of this with our hides.
Mr. Gary, can you convince them not to go with the truth?
That is a bit late now.
Yeah, but still.
It depends on what Miss Airbauer's already told them.
I know, but I'm still clinging on hope against hope that we can go with my plan A, which is always to lie.
How about we don't lie, but we don't say any more unless we absolutely have to? Because that way we don't get into further trouble if we lie about something Drina said, but we also don't tell him more than we want to know, than he wants to know.
We have no idea what Drina said, because we worked this out in advance. Go team us.
Well, shall we say that...
You are also discussing this now in front of yes. Jennifer.
Yes, I was about to point out, Jennifer's right here. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I assume Bishop's going to tell her everything. Because
no, I have
therefore a
more. Actually while you're discussing the possible covering up of information, Jennifer does smile and you know, she shows her badge to everybody and says, "So what agencies do you all work for?
You seriously have a badge? What is wrong with you?
I'm not a spy. I work for Secret Service.
What?" I'm about to have an aneurysm. I think a couple. Oh God!
I'm a civil servant, sir.
I'm gonna go in. Y'all can say whatever the hell y'all want to.
He's not used to the truth. It confuses him.
Okay, well, she goes on to the next person then, and she looks over at you and says, Jerry, was it? What organization are you working for?
At you doesn't really work over Skype, but just so you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said Jerry.
I'm here as Miss Airbauer's assistant.
And who does Miss Airbauer work for?
You'll have to ask Miss Airbauer. As far as I know, she's an independent person.
Huh. She kind of makes a, you know, questioning look and chewing on her fingernail and says, I think our dossier on this group of yours is woefully inadequate.
Yes, very, very inadequate. I kind of like the information about us. We don't even know enough information about ourselves.
This document of yours, it would, I think, make for entertaining bedtime reading. May you supply a copy?
This? And she's got the waterproof pages. Is this what you mean?
I'm going to peruse through what it says about our group.
Sure. It's in German. And as she hands it over, she says, I can't read this. If you can
I can. Interpret.
Yes, I can. I think you know my background. Okay, so I read it out loud to the people here.
Sure. It is a manifest of, it says basically, 20 pounds of pork, 5 tins of vegetables, 2 ammo boxes, replacement vacuum tubes, X19, it's an inventory.
Nothing of interest there.
I disagree. All kinds of interesting stuff can come up in an inventory. I mean,
it may indicate for how long they have been here.
Yep.
And how long they intend to stay.
Anyone there who's listening to him translate can go ahead and just give me a scholarship roll.
Yes, but
I could give a scholarship myself, so.
Meh.
Yay! Whoa! Wow, that's an 8.
That's a 3.
I fail.
Wow! You rolled the 4?
Mm-hmm. Anyone succeeding can figure for 3 men. The food listed on here would be about a month, maybe stretch it to a month and a half worth of food and water. And looking at the parts list, they are the parts that often wear out on transmitter units, namely the vacuum tubes. So it looks like about a month's supply for the 3 guys here. And Nick, I guess you're poking around looking in the chest. It looks like they were coming to the end of their storage. The one box that was nearly full of food might be their excess. Like I said, it's about a month, month and a half if they stretched it. That looks like their stretch.
I wonder if these gentlemen expected to find sane individuals up here.
So have we investigated their submarine? I believe you indicated there's one down there. No? Fine? Okay. Just
I
asking.
I don't think anyone said anything. I don't know if she said this about the submarine. I can't remember.
No.
Yes, I thought she had.
No, Jennifer had just cut the line so that it couldn't be driven away. It's still floating out there.
Mm-hmm.
But no one searched it.
Yeah. Other than grabbing
it. She grabbed what was in the cockpit. And that was it.
Well, then.
You want to go check out the rest of it, maybe?
Shouldn't we wait for Gina first?
Yes. If you guys aren't doing anything else in the meantime, this is crunchy.
No, I'm going through the notebooks.
That thing, Bert, can I pull out a T-ray detector from my universal gadget?
Are you going to declare it as a T-ray detector this game? Yes, you may.
Yes.
So.
Okay, I want to check the two new people and see if they're... I'm sorry, the two people from the submarine, I would like to check them and see if they're issuing T.
Yes. Actually, the whole room is showing it.
The new
bodies aren't, though. The two guys in the wetsuit aren't. But
they aren't.
Right.
Okay, so they did not come from the Nimrod. That's important information. So it's a short launch shuttle, so they came from somewhere on either close to the island or on the island. We saw 3 tracks leading here. I wonder who 3 people...
Did you not say that these T-rays had a detrimental effect to the human mind?
I said nothing of the kind.
I thought you'd said something about detrimental
degenerative
condition.
I said neurological degeneration.
Yes, which is pretty much the same as what I said. So.
Yes, I know, but I'm denying this.
You see, he's going to his backup plan.
Yes.
He's in denial. Ah, that's what it is. Do not worry, you can get counseling for that. But in which case, I think we should leave this place as soon as possible before we all turn into raving lunatics.
It's slow. And it's a little late. While. And it's important that we infect Adler.
You are a strange man, sir. Okay, I'm going to go through those notebooks you said were on the desk. Seeing as I haven't gone through those.
Okay, these are actually quite interesting. You've got a chart that is made up of three columns of four-digit numbers, okay? And then he's got a sheet that's in German, and under each letter, it's basically being transposed. Each word is being transposed into a four-digit number, okay? Mm-hmm. But the wording is there in German. Since you read German, I will just tell you. Basically, it's a set of instructions. It says basically, Agent 3175, please purchase this plot of land, invoice number, etc., etc., under the name Deepak Chown. Agent 516, please create bank account at Citizens Bank under, you know, this name, etc. It looks like it's just a bunch of commands that are being rendered down.
How many agents are listed?
There are five agents listed.
Are you telling us this? Or?
Most interesting. It appears to be a list of their agents and instructions. Perhaps someone can put the pieces together.
How far back does it go?
Yes.
The sheet on the paper is not really dated.
Excuse me while I just do this. I'm going to also then take the wires back out of the microphone. Just as a precaution, you understand?
I look at the sheet. Does anything sound like something a certain crazy guy might have heard in his head and acted upon?
Hard to tell. I mean, the information you were given says that he's receiving orders, but that they're being scrambled up because his brain's not working right. So, you know, purchase plot of land and exploit could be reinterpreted as kill all people in this district. Who knows about
Makes perfect sense. So we wait?
Yes.
So going.
Not going to make a hasty fighting position. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Quickly dig some dirt berms to hide behind.
Oh, by the way, I do pick up the guy's gun.
Okay. You're going a little cyborgy on me there. I don't know if anyone else is hearing it.
Yeah, I heard
me?
No. Marcus.
Really?
Yeah, you might want to pause for just a minute.
Yeah, it's on and off.
Okay, the other things you find at the desk, that's pretty much it. I mean, you've got one page that's being worked out into numbers. It looks like most all of them have already been worked out. It's just the last couple of lines that haven't been.
What's the last set of instructions?
Last set of instructions were the ones on purchase this land.
And create the bank account.
Yeah, and create the bank account. Those are the last two that were still being interpreted out. You don't find any other of those sheets around, but you do find what's essentially a wood stove. And ashes in the bottom look like the paper had been burned in there.
And no
remote. I'm sorry, one at a time. Go ahead, Jameis.
Does the notebook I have look like that sort of format?
Yes.
I'll start decoding. Does it have a decoding option and what we in the papers we find? We have
if you sat down long enough with how he's encoded the sheet in front of you, you might be able to figure it out, but there is no keystone or key around on the table that you can do it directly with.
Okay, I take note of the page so I can decode the notebook later.
Okay.
And okay, I'm going to cut to outside, Drina. Yeah, the robots are being ramped down out of the back of the truck, and they're going through the overgrown path to Night Watch, and they're basically just, you know, tearing up all the limbs and grass in the way, so they're cutting a path for you to the entranceway of Night Watch. Both Ben and Ken have rifles out. Benjamin, who is the security guard, is kind of just kind of looking out at your back trail, making sure no one's following you around. Ken is controlling the robots.
I step out slowly.
You're downstairs.
No, I'm not.
Oh, he left.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had left a little while ago. Anyways, I slowly step up with my hands up and say, Mr. Allard and Mr. Ward.
Ken actually looks at you and nods and says, Miss Mary Bauer says some things of interest have been going on here.
Indeed they have. We have found the things of interest deep below. If you would please just follow the trail, I will go ahead and just make sure that we haven't been followed. I don't know how well your robots will handle the stairs and the very slippery path.
I'll station them out here. I'll program them. He basically stations them around the house. Benjamin kind of sizes you up and says, can you shoot a rifle?
Me?
Yes.
No. Basic training was quite some time ago. And they don't allow guns in Metapol, sir.
Well, fair enough. And he goes with Mr. Allard and Drina, I guess, down through the broken basement doors.
And I will follow behind, take out my little gadget.
Mm-hmm. Clean.
Both of them?
Actually, I'm going to assume that it's got kind of an area on it, so everybody that just walked in is clean.
Shocked and surprised by this turn of events and have no idea where to go. So,
Well, you're always shocked and surprised by anyone who's telling the truth, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, he doesn't understand the concept of truth. I think he's partly a pathological liar.
We're going to cut ahead to the room where everybody is and all the bodies. And so, Drina, everybody, you're all down there. Benjamin, the security guard, he stays up at the top just to make sure no one follows everybody down.
Yeah.
Unless you want otherwise. I mean, that's just he says, well, I'd like to make sure no one follows anyone down.
Yeah, well, I sure.
Good news to you, Allard.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he moves some furniture around to basically make a firing position and just takes up, you know, he's got his rifle pointed at the doorway coming in.
Is he upstairs?
Upstairs. He's staying upstairs. Ken's coming.
Actually, we need your participation in this conversation. I think it will be pertaining directly to your knowledge of the island. So,
fair enough. Yeah, sure. He will take that lead and come down as well then. And so, with everyone down there, Mr. Allard says, so, tell me what's wrong with my island.
All right. Well, it seems pretty clear. By the way, have any of these guys that you all knocked out, have any of them come to?
Not unless you want them to. They all got hit.
One of the non-screaming ones come to?
If you want any of them to be coming to, you may. They were all hit pretty hard, though, so they would be out for a while. But if you, plot-wise, want anyone to be awake, someone can be awake. technically they were all hit enough hard enough to be killed, so
do we want one of the non-screaming ones awake?
It's maybe worth waking up the one who we didn't end up slicing up, the one from the submarine.
You want to sort out what you want to ask first before you...
That is true. You say that they are 3R operatives?
Who are you asking?
That was the tennis player.
Oh, yes. We're pretty sure that... and she points out the tattoo on the guy's left shoulder. This is the new troops they're turning out. A little French technology mixed in with their DNA there. Not the brightest guys, but I hear they sure can fight.
Well then, Miss Allard, it would seem that your island is caught up in political matters.
Ken says, Jennifer, how could you? And she says, Uncle, I was bored of tennis.
I have to remember that excuse myself.
Good health care?
I mean, frankly, I think I had 3 children by the time I was your age, but if I hadn't, a secret agent would have been the first thing I thought of as a career path.
It is very exciting. I get to meet all kinds of people. He kind of looks over at Bishop slyly.
All right, so in a nutshell, what exactly have you guys found around here besides men with spear guns trying to kill you?
We have a code book and instructions for someone's agents.
It seems to be similar to the other code book.
And we also have 3 individuals who have been exposed to the T-rays to a degenerative point where they have turned into raving lunatics, and an inventory for a month's worth of supplies for 3 individuals, and guess that this submarine was a resupply.
I see. So it's clear that someone had... Where is Ben Ward?
He's I made sure he was downstairs.
He's down here, too. He's listening to all this.
I'll point to him. There he is.
So clearly, there's a submarine that's been coming to and from the island on a regular basis.
Short-range submarine.
Right, something short-range.
Given that it's short-range, would that mean that it's coming from a boat?
Yes, I was going to ask that.
Yes, it's either coming from a boat or somewhere else on the island.
Yes, so we need to think about which ships come by this way and which ones would have an easy connection with the new German government. Yeah. Seeing as it is their influence.
Mr. Ward, do you normally get a German boat about once every month, month and a half?
He goes for his walkie-talkie and says, may I check?
You can check.
All right, he makes a call to the docks foreman. Hey, Gary, got a question for you. How often do we get German boats up here? Yeah, German.
Yeah, boats.
Yeah, boat, not planes.
A little bit later, you get back on. 2 or 3 a month or so, usually coming in for repairs. Those are the declared ones. You know, we get boats in every now and then that don't declare, though. And he's got it on so everybody can hear. All right, yes, thanks.
It would be something regular.
You're looking for the same boat? Yeah, I think we'd notice that.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. No, it would. wouldn't be the same.
Something though. Of the same build class?
As?
I mean that it would be the same one, or at least the same general type of boat coming by very often.
Yeah, mostly what we get is cargo trailers around here. I mean, they're the only type of boat to have any reason to be out here, so they're pretty much all the same.
Yes, and they would be large enough to easily hold the submarine. And easily have a hidden compartment to allow it to escape like other ships, like other smuggling ships.
Indeed. In which case, I guess a list of such vehicles would be advantageous, with Herr Allard's consent, of course.
It would be long.
Yeah. Benjamin also says, and he's got his finger off the transmit button, so he's still got the guy on the line, but he's got his finger off the mic, so, you know, what you're saying isn't being transmitted just yet. And he says, so you're telling me that you suspect submarines being dropped off one of these boats?
And probably getting back on.
You know, every boat that's out there right now, I could have them searched. Do you want that?
The submarine is with us right now, so
unless they need other evidence.
But for a submarine to be able to go off a boat like that, there's got to be some kind of way for it to get off the boat, right? So if I get my mechanics down there, take them off the boats.
Do we have some way of also going beneath the hulls? Because it may not be accessible from the top side of the ship.
Yeah, we often have to make repairs on hulls. We got guys in diving suits.
Send a few around that.
Is this something you want done, Mr. Allard? And Mr. Allard looks at all you guys and say, well, what do you think? If there is somebody here dropping off submarines and goods to this place, going on board might get my guy shot.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have a submarine of our own.
Holy crap. We do? Really?
Why do I suddenly see Mr. Marlowe face planting right there?
I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Breathe. Here's a paper bag. Breathe.
So Mr. Allard looks at Yadrina and says, really? Submarine.
Yes, really.
It's a shocking coincidence.
Well, in fact, if we are by the pirates' submarine berth, I would like to drop a fate point for the fortuitous arrival.
Okay.
As the submarine conning tower rises up out of the water,
displacing the other submarine that just kind of rolls off its side.
Oh yeah, mine is maximized, and it's got craftsmanship. It's way better than whatever.
Wait, that's funny.
Whoa!
The submarine could fit us all.
Like in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, like that huge.
In which case,
I can't break that out of the stuff. There might be some useful equipment in there.
No, I'm not going to destroy anything, but I do want it to rise majestically.
Are we heading to where the other submarine was?
Yeah, it's outside, so we don't know about that. You ought to wait until we go out the hatch and walk into the coast.
Fine. Yes, I
do. So I just got a remote control. You can just report anyway. I don't need to spend a fate chip on it.
It's autopiloted.
Yes, the autopilot is tied up, but yes, I really, really do have a submarine. And it really is just a few minutes call away.
And it really is large enough for all of us.
Wow. You do you have a... Perhaps you have the sonar, the exact pitch of the, you know, of the propellers that you want to hand over to these gentlemen. And...
Mr. Marlowe, please.
I believe they rotate or they hum at around 22 gigahertz.
What?
No. Be quiet. now everyone except me is just doing things to mess with Nick.
Yes.
I start stabbing. No.
I don't really say that.
All right, look. We don't know if it's a ship. We don't know if it's another place on the island. I mean, this place is riddled with caves. For all you know, it could be another spot on the island where they simply have a small submersible craft. I mean,
may I also point out, there was another location that I spotted a little earlier, which was not marked out on the maps. It may have been of no import at all, but it would be worth giving it a look.
The Rounded Hills? I thought that was a fairly common...
Well, no, there wouldn't be any reason for there to be a hill fort in this area unless there was a pre-established civilization here. Seems a small island, there wouldn't be. And unless if they were going to have a hill fort, then it would be on the coastline so they could overwatch the harbor and ships.
You're saying this out loud, yes? You're saying this to everybody in the room, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I figure Mr. Allard is going to point out, yeah, that's where my facility is.
Pretty much. That's what they had to do to dig in the big antenna that's around the whole island.
Ah, so that is your facility. Ah.
I'm going to go in the corner.
I go over to speak to Mr. Marlowe.
No, yeah. I don't want to talk to any of you.
Shall we? But since we do have, I kind of look over Drina. Since we do have the capacity, do we want to just do the boarding action and look ourselves?
Yes, let's take the priceless inventor. You know what? You sure this is a great plan?
I meant our group.
I'm with Marlowe on this one, 100%. That is a terrible plan.
No, I don't mean take Mr. Allard with us. I mean have us as our group go check it out. We don't want to risk Mr. Allard. That'd be undue, but we're normally used to risk.
Speak for yourself.
Well.
Okay.
I am just an archaeologist who ended up in the wrong crowd.
Yes, very, very much so, probably. At least the good news is you weren't here from the beginning.
Well, Jennifer speaks up and says, well, I'll stay with Uncle Ken if you... I can protect him if you think things might be going south.
Yes, you protect the man with all those killer robots upstairs.
With their cold, cold eyes.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Allen, it's quite simply that we believe that there was a possibility of your island being used for experiments of a dangerous nature by individuals, and there was also rumors of another organization having it as a staging ground. And so we were sent to, came to investigate by various different means.
He throws his hands up in the air and says, apparently my island is inhabited by far more people than I have any idea of.
Aren't they all?
I want them off my island.
Duly noted. I guess that extends to us as well. But,
may I, after all this is done, may I stay a few extra days? I believe I still have a few extra days on my vacation. And I really wanted to get away from the city.
Uncle, he's promised to play tennis with me.
Yes, that's what the kids are putting in heaven.
Oh, fate points.
The god of refresh.
So, Ken takes his rifle. Goes over to one of the guys that are unconscious, basically kicks him on the side of the head, sticks the gun barrel basically right on the guy's head, and starts yelling at him, "Wake up! Wake up! Why are you on my island?"
Herr Allard, perhaps I should do that so that you do not have to sully your hands for such work.
He seems to be working himself into a nice frothy rage.
I gesture to Benjamin Ward to deal with that while I wake up the individual in question.
Ken, it's all right, Ken. Ease down, Ken.
Everything's going to be all right,
Ken. You're off the trigger, Ken. Easy, boy.
By the way, I hand I kind of show the handgun to Ben. Do you know the make or model of this? Or I should say, do you recognize the style of this?
Oh, which gun is it again?
The handgun of the guy in the wetsuit that shot at Mr. Hundegaard.
Oh yeah, Mr. Hundegaard, you would know it pretty. You know, it's a German made. What is it? Luger?
No, he was asking if Ben recognized it.
Oh, okay. Looks at it, says, I know my guns, I know what it is. Do I recognize that particular gun? No.
I mean, do you know the most probable country of origin?
Germany.
That's what I figured.
Okay.
Man in question wake up?
Yes, he does. And first thing he does is he opens his eyes. As if he's about to continue his screaming, and notices the gun barrel placed between his right between his eyes.
I thought we were going for the guys who were in the.
This is the one that Ken picked out.
This is the one that Ken's been kicking and trying to get up. So yeah, he like chokes off the end part of his screen scream. His eyes do seem to focus a little bit. He's looking around. He's like, "Where am I? They're after me. They're gonna kill us all."
You know when. Actually, yeah. Mr. Ken, when they panic, they tend to go translucent.
They become see-through? Is this what you were talking about? Phasing in and out?
Obama?
Yes. sorry. Yeah, this is the apparent... Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I suspect this is the same kind of phenomenon. We know from what we've seen before is that being in the presence of this energy or whatever this effect is tends to make human beings unstable and irrational.
Yeah, the guy is he's calming down slowly. But he's kind of.
Before anything else happens, Hundegaard is going to offer him a drink from a canteen.
Okay. He takes the canteen from you. He's still laying on the ground, bound up, never mind. He can't take the canteen. But he does allow you to pour some water into his mouth. And he's babbling, but he seems to recognize that there are people there. And every once in a while, he starts to scream and then chokes it down. His eyes are starting to focus, though. They don't look quite as crazy. And he's like, where am I?
Don't worry.
They're coming. They're everywhere.
What is your name? Don't forget, I have my specialization in empathy of tell me about your problems. So,
sure, give me a roll. Let's see how well you can calm him down and get him talking.
That's a 5 plus my specialization is a 7.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to roll for crazy. Let's see how crazy affects him. Okay, so not so crazy. All right, sure. He calms down a bit, and he does answer you. Jarl Jorgensen. They're not here now. They come out of the walls. They float in the air.
There is nothing to be worried about. We are here to keep you safe.
He struggles a little bit now that he's noticing that his hands are tied. He's like, you can't keep me safe. They're everywhere. They're in the air. They come through the walls. They're all around us. His breath kind of catches. He's like, there's one behind you now.
Then soon we shall leave this place and you'll never have to come back here again.
Don't move.
But for that, we need you to tell us about.
They'll kill you if you move. Don't move.
I look. Is there anyone behind him?
No.
Just making sure there wasn't someone standing, one of the people, one of our group was standing right behind him.
He's staring over Hundegaard's left shoulder. He's like, he looks terrified. Like he's trying to keep himself rock still.
Would you like to go upstairs with me?
It's got 5.
Daylight. The daylight.
It's drooling. It's hungry.
Come on, come with me. You'll go away from here.
slow, move slow.
Yes, we'll go slowly.
Okay. You help him hobble out, and he's still looking over his shoulder, terrified. He's, like, moving really slow.
Yes, I'm going to slowly lead him upstairs, and I'm hoping the killer robots aren't going to shoot us on sight or something.
Give me an alertness roll.
Oh, damn.
Good enough.
Right. Well, that means I failed by one. I'm at a neg one.
All right. James, give me a burglary roll.
Who?
James, you give me a burglary roll.
Oh, that's, I think, a 3 or 4 off my head.
Okay, so you apparently forgot or didn't notice the fact that there is a trip line set up. And Mr. Underguard, as you bring him over the threshold, he's calmed down. He's walking very slowly. He seems to be watching.
Can I spend a chip?
Yeah.
Can I spend
a chip? Yes.
Yes. Right, I'll spend that on a reroll.
Right.
Because that's a -2 there, so. Oh! That's the exact same roll.
I would have just gone with the +2 because a 1 is a success is a success.
No, not when it's versus someone else.
No, I need to.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get it past the 4?
So, no, I can't. Unless I spent my final chip on
this. What's your total?
Again, it is a -1 because it's the exact same roll as last time.
Okay, even if I gave you a +2 in remembering that he said he did this, you're still going to fail. So,
I don't think he said that anyway.
No, he did.
I did tell people I was going to set something up. I'm just very good at it.
Okay.
Right, so as he's calmed down,
I trip over the tripwire and go falling right down the stairs.
Yes, you hit the tripwire.
It's funnier this way.
And loud, you know, he's got it rigged up so it's dropping more furniture and making loud thumping noises. The guy completely freaks out and starts screaming. And even though he's bound and tied, he's starting to shuffle off as fast as he can out the door. And you watch as his legs are kind of bound, so it's not like he can move quickly. So he kind of trips, and he's still trying to inchworm his way towards the door, screaming. And then there's this smell of ozone and just like copper in the air. There's a flash, and he's gone.
Damn.
Another
one just left by the same one as last time.
Downstairs, you hear furniture falling down. Slam, boom.
Knife comes out.
You hear a loud amount of swearing in German.
Oh.
The Germans are here. The Germans are here.
Watch out for the trap.
Wow. You're...
Right.
Well, we have one more. We have one individual left, and this time I do not want him to teleport out of here.
Well, two of them.
Maybe we should take him out the back way then.
That's underwater, is it not?
Only partially.
Well, if we keep him unconscious.
Okay, let's just wake up one of the other two who are not going to be screaming and ask them in German, most likely. Good thing I learned German.
Sure. One of the other guys, he rouses himself. He looks around wildly and then becomes very still and just stares at you, Mr. Bishop.
I stare back.
It's apparently a staring contest that's broken off. Broken out.
Wie heißt du? Wie heißt du?
Sus?
What called you? Essentially, what's your name is what I asked him.
Actually, he rattles off basically his rank and his soldier number. That's it. I have no idea what the German ranks are in the...
so basically name, rank, and serial number?
Yep. And he doesn't give you his name, just rank and serial.
Well, unless we do something untowards towards him, he's not going to say anything. Shall we knock him out again?
He braces himself. He juts his chin forward, waiting for the blow.
No,
instead.
You know, let's just let him remain conscious.
Yes. I'm sure he's not going to get out.
Marlo, no,
it said I can cocoon.
Do you think we should knock him unconscious?
I don't really. I'm sitting in the corner.
Description of how these guys are tied up. As I said before, they've got their hands and legs bound separately, but then afterwards have been wrapped around and bound in sheets, so it's pretty much they're cocooned solidly.
No one's ever gotten out of room. Anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter.
We could... You sure we shouldn't, you know...
Yeah, there are a lot of things we could do, but we're not, so...
Sure, we could, Let's see. There's plenty of electrical equipment around here, right?
Yes, quite a bit.
Sure. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to try to find, like, those hand crank generators, something like that. Maybe a battery.
Okay.
Some wires. a Hundegaard. Pull his trousers down.
Miss Erbau, I do not think that we should do such rash actions. No man deserves to be tortured in such a way. Even a monster.
I look at Drina for her reaction.
He'll be totally fine.
I don't think...
Bishop, would you do me the favor of just cranking this?
Oh, sure.
I give a pleading look to Mr. Allard.
He looks on coldly at the German and says, he invaded my island. As far as I'm concerned, he gave up his right to live when he caused me these problems.
And Mr. Ward.
Mr. Ward doesn't look happy about it, but he kind of looks over at
Kit. It is good to work for a boss who has morals.
Mr. Ward says, Ken, you know, wasn't that long ago when we were on the receiving end of this.
Right, so his trousers are down.
Ken seems
to... Miss Erbau, we are not doing this.
Shush.
So,
Ken... Bishop, just crank the motor, please, while I hold these wires close together.
Okay, if this doesn't work... I know another effective way. It's the old-fashioned way.
And Mrs. Renwick?
Now, is this something your government supports? You can translate for me.
Okay, hold on a second, Abel. Hold on, Abel. You're going a bit too fast. If people want to try and stop you from doing this, they're going to get a chance to do so. All right? So just hold on a second. Answer
I'm
some
not
questions.
I'm actually going to shock his testicles.
But no one here knows this.
Yes, they do. They know me.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
Jennifer looks pale, but she's still staying in the room. After his declaration of go ahead and do it, Ken is now starting to have reservations as Benjamin reminded him that they too were tortured once upon a time.
You never recover from something like that, do you? It always sticks with you.
Okay, so... just around the group here, what are you doing, Marlo?
Oh, I'm planting seeds of doubt and mistrust and doing my thing. Okay.
But other than your normal activities, what are you doing
specifically? Oh, I'm sorry. Specifically, I'm trying to convince Ken to act.
Okay, all right. And what are you doing, Bishop?
Cranking, I believe.
You're cranking. Okay, very good. We know Miss Erbauer is descending upon him with wires. What are you doing, Jameis?
helping the... I'm a CBS assistant, therefore I'll be helping him.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, so you're you basically unwrap the guy enough to get his pants down then. Okay, so if you actually are trying to convince Ken to make it stop, to make it stop, go ahead and give me a roll there, Marlo.
What skill would you like me to use?
All depends. If you want to, you notice that he this was done to him before. If you want to play on that, yeah, I would say that would be more of a rapport.
Okay, I'll play on that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what are my other options? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you want to play on that, I would even let you tap the what just happened between those two for a +2, knowing that he is a little sympathetic. You can do that. You could also do it as a intimidation, basically. You know, telling him that this is the kind of man you work for, trying to work on the security guard instead, you know?
I would like to not have that -4 stand and spend a chip for... do I have any good positive... one quick second. Oh my.
Well, like I said, you can tap the one aspect on him for free to get a +2.
I rolled a -4.
You can use it as a reroll instead.
I would like to use it as a reroll, and I'm trying to work on I'll work on the boss.
Okay, you're doing the boss, so you're doing the rapport. Okay, go for it.
Shoot, that gives me a 2.
He's got no rebuttal, so he's basically just going to try and stiff through it. So I'm giving him a resolve roll, which is going to be 4. So what's your total?
2. In that case, I'll burn 2 chips and say I will save anyone I can because I save so few. And... hopeless knight in sour armor.
And which puts you at?
6.
Okay. Okay. So
is that enough to end it in my favor, or do I need to...
No, you're good.
It's only a +2.
It's enough, though. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It never goes away. Once he experiences something like that, it'll follow him around for the rest of his life.
Puts his hand up, says, Missal Airbauer, please, We're better than this. We can make him talk in other ways. I have things in the lab. Not quite as barbaric.
Right. And now I want to drop my intimidation roll since we've totally perfectly done this good cop, bad cop thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, we couldn't have done it better.
No, I got you. Yeah, great. That's perfect. Go ahead. Make me an intimidation roll for the soldier who will...
I figure... Can I support with deceit, considering I am helping her?
Sure, yeah.
Can I also support her intimidation with my intimidation? Because I have...
Okay, hold on. You haven't done anything as far as...
I've been doing the crank and just smiling at it.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. With Marlo's success, okay, I'm going to give you a +2. He's playing the good cop to your bad cop, okay? So you've got a +2 from that. With your assistant pulling down his trousers and, you know, ready to help, I'll give you a +1 to that. Since you've got the guy sitting there cranking the electrical for you, I'll give you a +. So you're going to be at a +4 against his his very stalwart resolve. Is everybody happy?
All right. Let's. Hopefully his conviction roll sucks.
It's not like he's a professional soldier where he's been trained to be convincing.
Well,
unfortunately, he's had French biotechnology inserted in terms of who knows what the hell it's done to his mental capacity.
Yes, as soon as he starts becoming intimidated, he just drops dead on sight.
So I'm looking at +6.
Yeah, when he rolled 3 7. Negatives there, that kind of blew away his nice 4 resolve. So he ends up with a 2. What's your total?
With +6, I got a 7 total.
Yeah, so you blow out his back in his chart. This guy's already taken consequences, so he's got nothing left to use. So he's done. Okay, he breaks. He's talking in a stream of German with a lot of nine, nine, nine.
Okay, what does he say? I speak German. Two of us speak German, at least sure, three,
I think. What do you want to know? Stop! No, no, no! No, my testicles! No! Well played.
Why are you on this island?
We are delivering.
Why were they on this island?
They're running the transmitter.
For whom?
For our company, for 3R. For the German people.
Yeah. Oh, hail
at that point, I slap him and say in German, you are not working for the German people.
He kind of looks at you coldly and says, you are of the old school. The New Reich is in power now. We are the people.
Your New Reich, who is powered by the money of the nobility. I think that you are on shaky grounds there. Now, very simply, what is the purpose of these broadcasts? Who is it going to? And
to beyond our agents,
that?
To our agents in Metropol, to our agents in the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. How long for?
Months.
Months? That's it. Why are your individuals in this much of a state, then?
What state? I don't understand.
You do not know of that? All right, then. What is the full name that we have for the T-rays?
Tillinghast.
Tillinghastray, yes. Yep.
Yet, what are the results of your experiments with Tillinghast?
I know no experiments. I'm a soldier. I make
these
deliveries.
That's perhaps all. You should ask him where he came from.
Which ship did you use to get here?
He looks a little hesitant and then looks at these sparking wires next to his testicles. The Agamemnon, the Greek ship. We paid for a berth.
Indeed. And what other ships do you use?
Different ones each month.
I see. And what would we find if we were to...
Yes.
And when are they expecting to hear from you again?
I'm simply to drop off supplies. I wouldn't have come up here if I did not hear screaming and carrying on above. Usually we leave the goods below.
So your ship is expecting you back soon.
Yes, we're supposed to disembark tomorrow. I'm supposed to get the submarine back on board before then.
What is your full-time job?
I am a trooper in the New Reich.
Right, but you obviously are a...
Blah, blah.
Who is the leader of the New Reich?
Himmler!
Okay. Okay, so you're a commando of some kind, correct? You drop off supplies. Is this the only place you drop off supplies to?
It is my only orders now, yes. I do always make these runs. This is my first time.
Okay, so you are a new commando. What about your friend over there?
Sven's with me, the first time run. This duty is rotated amongst the staff.
And where are you based out of?
We came aboard the Agamemnon.
Where's your home base?
I do not understand. We pick up the crates in different ports of call. We load them onto boats with captains that are susceptible to bribes. And
Where do you get your orders from? Where do you go? Where do you sleep?
He looks confused and says, "I'm out of Germany. They
float
in to Greece. From Greece, I was aboard the ship to here."
And when did
where
the
were
French
you going
afterwards?
Afterwards, I am supposed to lay low in Metropol for a month or two, then catch a Zeppelin back. I'm supposed to make contact with a von Hundegaard of some sort that is supposed to have arrived.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Now, tell me, how long has Herr Hundegaard been part of your operations?
I don't know. I have not yet spoken to him. He is my contact in Metropol. That's all I know. I have not made contact yet.
When and where were you recruited?
He kind of makes a sound in his throat. I'm a German nationalist. I was recruited from the motherland.
Right, but when?
Fatherland.
Fatherland.
When?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Have you been? You've been serving in 3R for 2 years.
Yes.
Who is your immediate superior?
Okay. So yeah, he gives you his command structure. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's no problem. I was.
Yes, I'm making. I'm writing down notes on all the names he makes.
Yeah. And now, what have you been doing for these 2 years?
Training.
Okay, where did you get your implants from? From the French.
I do not understand. Do you mean the injections?
Yes.
Over the last year, the vitamins, they say, may be strong, more resistant to disease.
They do. Now, were you in Germany when you got these?
Berlin.
Okay. Now, what... Okay.
Tell me, did you see a coat of arms or mark on the goods that were used? Aside from your own emblem.
You're talking about the crates of food? I mean, this is for me to...
No, to him about the injections.
Oh, the injections. No, the doctors administered them. They told us they were vitamins for health, to keep us healthy.
Let's see. Herr Allard, what do you wish to do with this individual?
I want him off my island. I will have to see what the embassy says. This is technically Italian soil.
Yes. And do you know what that makes you? Seeing as, aside from that mark on your arm, you are not in uniform, that makes you a spy. Do you know what they are allowed to do with spies?
He scoffs and says, they will simply trade them for their own spies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to do that, though.
The Italians are soft.
Yeah, I mean, Italians aren't going to antagonize the Germans.
We are not dealing with the Italians directly, though. We are talking with Herr Allard here, whose island you have invaded. I don't think he needs to let the Italians know.
We don't need him to piss his pants more.
Hundegard has a look of great disdain and hatred on his face about this man.
Mr. Allard looks very coldly at the man and says, while I cannot promote torture, I can certainly have you shot in a firing squad.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what we call bad for business, Mr. Allard, because when shoot them.
You broke up on that.
Repeat that, please.
That's what we call bad for business, because once they have
you
to...
You broke up twice in a row at the same point.
In the exact same spot.
Bad for business.
Pause the call.
Pause the call.
All right. It's probably...
Oh, we're pausing the call. Da-da-da-da-da. Pausing the call.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, better. Go ahead.
Okay. That is what we call bad for business, Mr. Allard, because as soon as you shoot one of them, they shoot one of us, and then it starts escalating.
And then before you know it, you have one country with its allies against another country with its allies, and it's a...
Only
if the body is found.
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, only if we expect somebody to talk. I look at Miss Renwick. Hi, how are you doing, Miss Secret Agent?
Just fine. Very rocky
just fine.
Shows.
Uncle, remember, we do have those big meat incinerators.
Yes. Wow, aren't there very, very rocky coastlines on that side of the island anyway?
No, we're not going to shoot this guy in cold blood.
No.
He signed up for this when he gave up all signs of being an intelligent individual.
Understand. We are not...
God, we can arrange for him to have a parachuting accident.
We are not going to kill this guy in cold blood.
I have a better idea, Mr. The security guy chimes in. You know, and he kind of leans over and whispers at Mr. Allard. Those around you can make out the words, lawsuit, damages, send the bill to.
Mr. Allard gets
a very cold, cold look to his face, but a smile brings out of his face and says, yes, I believe so.
That's a better plan. Now,
like it.
What? I don't know.
Well, at least we have the code information, and we have interrupted some of their transmissions. But what do we do about the Agamemnon?
Nothing.
I look at the guy. The guy with the that still has the shocks near his balls. Are there any other groups broadcasting on this island?
Dang, this only one.
Only none, one you say. Know.
This island has got the only transmitter able to transmit to Metapol and beyond. It's quite powerful. This is why this island was chosen. There used to be one outside of Metapol on a farm, but our agents have not responded back for that one in many months.
Actually, I'm surprised there's a question Ken hasn't asked yet, but since I don't know the information, I can't provoke him to.
I'm actually surprised. Do you mean that you... How often do you get reports and stay in contact with your facilities?
Usually monthly, sometimes irregularly. Those that staff these outposts are always potentially under scrutiny, so we will sometimes let months pass.
May I point out, therefore, that you're working for an organization who have not responded to the possibility that their agents are in danger. If this facility outside of Metapol has lost contact, would you not want to know that your company was looking into the safety of its operatives? And yet it has abandoned them, thrown them to the wind. Does that not speak volumes?
Mr. Allard speaks up and says basically, I do believe that 3R is still registered as a international corporation and that I can bring charges up against as well as fines for the damages done to my property. I believe I'll do so and send this man back with a message to his leaders. As for the Agamemnon, I believe we need to have them leave my premises.
This was bad. Can...
And while we're at it, and he puts his boot on, like, right above, you know, the guy's abdomen so that he hasn't moved the wires that are still dangerously close to his scrotum there. How did you find out about my antenna?
Translate the question into German, because this guy doesn't speak English.
Yes.
I translated.
Yeah.
No, you probably want us to translate, seeing as we have fluent German and yours is, you're picking it up for your paranoia against Harris. So,
so yes, people translate for him, as he does not speak German. All right, and the answer comes back, which is very surprising to Ken. And it's like he says, your daughter likes to talk when she's taken a bit too much alcohol. Ask her about her previous lover. Did you think that the extended stay she had in Paris was all for school? He looks very cold and takes the two wires that you're holding for Abel, that Didrina's holding.
No,
I stopped cranking. I'm interposing myself.
I stopped cranking.
No, I don't do anything. I watch.
Yeah, he attempts to shock him as you are cranking. There's only a little arc, however.
I think it's righteous. I'll crank.
Oh, God.
But only for a minute. Only for a second, really.
So after the guy's in excruciating pain for a little while, he lays down the wires and says, who's the man? Who's the man that's taken my daughter from me?
You should have this conversation with your daughter directly, I think.
No, this is the best way to have this.
Then he can just confront her with all the information he knows.
Yes. Yes.
Jennifer looked shocked, too, when he said that. And Jennifer said, it looks kind of sheepishly at him, and says, I know who he is. I didn't know he was a spy or that he worked for the Germans. He seemed like a nice guy.
Good God.
What would his name be?
Good God.
Just in case it is one we have come across.
It's a French...
His name is probably Daniel, knowing this guy.
He was a French
student.
It was a French student that we met while we were at university there. I think your daughter kept some of his letters in her bureau at the house. I don't remember his name. Francois something.
I see. Well, anyway. So, shall we take these individuals up to your van? What about the last surviving victim of the process?
We should probably have him take him somewhere where he can relax, deactivate the gun bots, and have a chat with him and figure out, although he's probably not going to know anything else.
Yes, but he seems... I think that he deserves a chance to recuperate outside of this whole twisted plot.
I know a good... there's probably a good mental institution
okay,
for...
Okay, people. People. I cannot... Okay. Someone set up this house to look like it was overgrown.
That's right.
Someone has tapped into this wiring. Someone has tapped into the antenna. Do we...
Someone who's had physical access to this building for a long period of time.
Yeah. I mean... This is not just, we're going to show up here and this is a random place we found. This is not some girl just,
Your guy on the floor starts talking just so that Allard is not going to shock him again. It's like, no, we heard about the place from your daughter talking about the original mansion. These men here, they came aboard the island on a ship many months ago. Called the, I can't remember, the Hunter, the Nimrod.
The Albatross.
The Albatross.
The Nimrod.
Yes. It says, they the came Albatross. Up with that. They're exceptional electrical engineers. They knew that this house was here.
Nice.
This is...
Where could we locate the Albatross now?
I don't know. No, really, I don't know!
There is more going on here than just this. I mean, this is... Okay. We can accept this at face value, or we might want to dig a little deeper here.
I think we can keep investigating, but for now we get these people somewhere where we can continue without them.
Yes, and also... I think Mr. Allard is probably going to need to have a chat with his daughter.
It would appear that a hike has been called off.
Also, we need to go investigate their submarine.
Ah, yes.
Yes, we need to check for traps, then loot it.
Can we also gain our normal supplies back? I know I would feel better for them.
Of course, yes.
Good.
How much do we XP do we get for torture? What? We're PCs, according to Jameis, so how much do we get?
You nothing, because the NPC tortured him.
Damn it!
So, Allard has leveled up.
Ding.
All right.
He contemplates bringing the system of torture with him as he asks his daughter about her French adventures.
I suggest not. Although you might, I kind of look to Jennifer. You might want to take her. She might be helpful also in talking with your daughter.
Jennifer nods. What What do you guys want to do? Mr. Allard's idea is basically he's just going to send these guys back on the Agamemnon with a message to 3R that they're going to be served in international court with damages. And
I want is that we get Jerry to ransack Demasi and see if he might have some extra documents here or something of that nature.
Did you say this out loud?
Yes. I mean, you have the cameras, so I want a black coverage, and you know, I want a blackout one day, and have you sneak up there and loot.
I'm going to enjoy my week.
And then I want, Mr. Allard to check the power grid and see if there's any other, unwarranted usage. There's nothing else.
Okay, so those are two things that you want to wrap up. And Bishop?
Loot the sub and then have a fun week of vacation.
Okay. And for Miss Airbauer?
And probably have a heart attack during that week.
Are we wrapping up the island today then or what?
I want to see what other people are doing with their characters first. Because it sounds like some of you may stay there for a bit and others may leave. I want to kind of find out what's going on. Ms. Airbauer?
I mean, what I would like is to go through Mr. Ward's records with Ken Allard on the assumption that either... I don't think I can get him to believe that Ben is involved, but that somebody in his office may have been compromised. I'm still thinking we may find like some sort of smoking gun that convincingly ties Ben Ward to everything that's been going on.
Okay. Anything else?
Like a personal memo from Himmler or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, and also you did actually come here to talk to Ken about tech stuff, so.
What, say that again?
You did Ken's actually come here to talk to Ken about tech stuff. You know.
That is true. However, I think I may have dealt a blow to my my believability, perhaps.
No, yeah. you still know technology enough that he'd probably listen.
And I'd like to get them both to swear an oath of secrecy, Ken and Ben. Not that it's going to matter much when Ben turns us all over to the Germans, but still.
And Mr. Marshall?
Oh yeah, I do have some interesting engine plans that I would like to discuss for sure.
Okay, and Mr. Marshall.
Well, there's a few people here yet to investigate. I don't think we're quite done with this just quite yet. Mm-hmm. There may be some other secrets on this island to uncover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the guy searching for his dead father. That guy we need to look into a little bit more.
This is true.
And check
out. Okay, so it sounds like everybody still has stuff that they want to do on Stormhaven Island.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, Abel, I know that you're starting to have backup with school stuff. Do you need to write Airbauer out for a while?
No, we plan on playing next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Oh, you are planning playing. That's the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to be in there mm-hmm. next week. No.
Okay. It's easy enough to. One of the things. Well, one of the things you want her to be doing is basically rocking with Allard. So, I mean, you can still be on the island doing that. But if you are needing to be gone for an extended time, just let me know how Drina is leaving, etc. But for the next episode, she will just simply be indisposed with Ken going over things.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So it looks like Stormhaven as a sandbox continues.
Yes.
Well, there isn't much left, I don't think. But I've still got to go.
Well, I'm sure you want to investigate the...
He still wants to do his archaeology thing. I'm going to have fun.
More importantly, though, I want to go ahead and look at that airfield.
Airfield?
Well, one, we still... There's the clearings which have cut four planes, which have found. Mm-hmm. And two, there's still the chance that there are hold ace planes being hauled up on the registered airfield. So.
Yes, as the German... guy didn't mention anything about the whole day skiing.
Yes, well, because he's not associated with the whole day skiing. He's associated with 3R. Whole day skiing is being paid by 3R, but it's separate from 3R, unfortunately.
The whole and the ace gang are probably the Tigers.
And I'm sure you want to, as it were, pump Jennifer for information about her father?
Of course.
Mr. Hundegaard, could you translate this for me precisely into German, if possible?
Indeed.
I asked the I ask our informant there, are you feeling very cold?
Yes.
Would you like a small coin to use to protect your privates?
He
I have a small piece of adhesive tape.
He stares at you as if you were mad. Mad!
Mad!
Right, okay, I'm tired of looking at his member. Could we get some clothes on this German, please?
How about we just wrap it back up?
Yeah.
Just
wrap it back
up. If you're calling in the submarine, then I would like to collect the rest of my accoutrements.
Yes, I'd like to collect my stuff, too.
Okay, I'm going to do wrap-up with tonight's session, then. Mm-hmm. And okay, some of the things you find out. Aboard the mini-sub are three more containers of basically food and parts. The containers, much like the ones already in the room, are not marked or stamped. They're just wooden crates.
Mm-hmm. Any maker's marks on any of the actual equipment?
Yes, but they're generic. They're like I said, with the food, there's stuff that you could buy on any shelf in Metapole. The parts are the same. The vacuum tubes are also very common.
Mm-hmm. Just double checking.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Allard's plan is to send these Germans back aboard the Agamemnon with basically the letter of intent to...
I recommend that before he gets rid of the German, he also has him record his confession, have him confess again under recording to the
recorded version. He's going to get his lawyer in, basically have a document signed by this man as to what went on, what he had to say. He is going to keep the disturbed man, which they're having to keep in a separate, basically a padded room for observation, as he's not in his own mind to be able to just send away.
And the guard will probably try to work on him then.
Mm-hmm. And they're keeping the sub and the crates and other incriminating evidence, etc. And, Memmon is basically given orders, I don't care if you're really not directly involved with these people. You accepted a bribe for something you knew was,
shady.
It was shady. You cannot birth here anymore. And they are now no longer allowing anyone to dock without the ship being searched, as well as the hulls.
We're not going to just go ahead and check out what's in their rooms on the Agamemnon.
That's dicey. If you want to do it as PCs, we can save that for the next game. But Allard will tell you that, technically, as they came in, that ship is not their property.
Okay,
before. And since he's wanting to do this as a legal battle in court now, he wants, you know, he's a little hesitant to want to
disappear. Let's not do it. We got enough information.
We could always, you know, have a small mini sub that is very silent, and two people go over who are very sneaky and just go and ransack their rooms. And
if you want to do this, we can hold that up for next game, because they won't be departing until the next day anyway. That's fine. And you are hanging on to that other submarine.
Well, I'll tell you, it wouldn't be me involved in that.
Well, why not? It's such fun looting other people's stuff.
But everybody, don't accept your plans.
What?
Everybody take 3 experience, and I'm going to give everybody 2 chips for next game. So if that puts you above your refresh.
Oh, that doesn't put me above my normal refresh.
Ah, well.
My normal refresh at the moment is 5, so.
I spent 2, and it put me literally back to 6 where I start.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yours is 5? How many stunts do you have?
I currently have 3 stunts.
Oh.
5.
I've got 11 XP to spend. I'm tempted to spend and get another refresh, but I don't need one at the moment. So.
As an apology to Herr Allard, I am giving him a copy of what I am working on at the moment as my sideline books.
Ah, yes. A signed pre-release copy.
Yes. It's basically just the manuscript. Hopefully that goes some way towards an apology.
So next week we will be on Stormhaven again. Abel, you have something?
Oh, no. I was just going to recommend to James he get something like Tripwire Sensibilities.
Hey, I wasn't the one who stumbled into it.
You're the one who laid it.
I told you about it. It's not my fault.
You said it very damn quietly.
Any comments, anybody?
Criminal mind.
Let's hope I don't die of a heart attack by the end of this the end of next adventure, as my character seems to be running everywhere.
Legendary endurance. That's all I've got to say.
I'm already working on my endurance and athletics.
I'm talking about the girl.
All right, that was fun times.
Yes, indeed it was.
And I never. Oh, and to our friend Tenebrae out there, I hope you didn't fall off your treadmill when I said. We're adventurers. I suspect you probably did.
What was who?
One of our listeners, yeah.
Friend of a friend.
Yeah. He's a kind of a cool guy. I give him a direct link to my podcast since he doesn't have access to the HC forums.
Yeah.
Not sure when you'll join us then, next table.
See you when we see you, Drina.
You're still on for Sunday, man?
Yes, I'm still on for tomorrow. I've started I'm in a graduate program, and the semester started, and I'm kind of surprised at the amount of work that I've been hit with, that I've taken upon myself over the next semester. So, I'm definitely out for next weekend, but, I'll let y'all know like when I'm back.
All right, no problem. Well, if you need to be out for this weekend, I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. I will let you know. But for right now, like I said, I'm in for Dresden for tomorrow night.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Say goodnight, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Welcome back to Steam, Steel, and Murder.
music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Scheme, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
You should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're, 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are gonna be around a long time after.
And
besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orderdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.